Perdeu 6 da Gamalá. So we saw yesterday a discussion. The Gemara wanted to bring two raya's at least. So far, there's more to come. That the bracha of Hatoiv v'hametiv is not a bracha d'oraisa. It's only a bracha drabanan. Proof number one was from the fact that when poyalim are in a rush, they're allowed to do a concise version of benching, and they miss out Hatoiv v'hametiv. And there, obviously, there would be no reason in the world that they could miss it out were it to be d'oraisa. So it just goes to show it's only the Rabbanon. Proof number two is that we have a principle, a bracha hasmucha lechaverto, one bracha that follows on the back of the previous bracha does normally not begin with the word baruch. So why does hatoiv hametiv begin with the word baruch? So the answer is, it clearly is not considered a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. Why is it not considered a bracha smucha lechaverto? And the answer is because the first bracha is in benching ad deiraisa. Hatoiv hametiv, however, is only derabanan. So therefore, it's a brand new start. And if you're beginning all over again, you've got to start with the word baruch. That just proves that hatoiv hametiv is not a deiraisa. Were it to be a deiraisa, it would just continue off from the third bracha in the same way as rachem no. And the same way as Noida Lecha does not begin with Baruch, the second and third brachas, because they follow on from the previous brachas, it's all one big continuation. So why don't we consider also Atev HaMetiv to be a continuation? Eloma, it's not a continuation, it's a brand new start. That's what we've seen so far. Okay, now let's have a look at this bottom Tosfos, the long Tosfos at the bottom, because Tosfos sort of takes our hands and goes through many of the brachas that we say on a daily basis. And therefore, we need to know, why do we sometimes say baruch, why do we not? If you want to have a siddur in front of you, this might help. Nachum, you're on mute. Is that? We're on mute, can't hear you.
Mute by design.
You what, sorry?
It's on mute by design.
Oh, by design, okay, fine.
People in my house.
People, okay.
Whether he talks or not, it's a mute point.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mute point. The glorious sound of silence as the song goes. Okay. Little did they know, last week at Rabbi Solomon's wedding, there they were in downtown Kiryat Sefer. Rabbi Yoel Dovid, I was looking out for you, but you weren't there. Because I wanted to point out to you that as we made our way to the chuppah, there was soft music being played in the background. And I was probably the only one in the hall who noticed that it was Simon and Garfunkel.
I would have noticed it, but I was at a bar mitzvah. That's why I wasn't there.
Right, I guess. So it was quite comical. I remember my uncle in Bnei Brak once made a very, very heavy duty chasme in Bnei Brak. And in traditional fashion in the Israel, you know, when the orchestra, they finish playing, they just switch it onto autopilot and has some background music. So I think my mother came running up to me and said to me, Baruch, you and I are the only ones in this hall who know what this music is. I think it was Simon and Garfunkel, not to be confused with some Visionitz choir. Although I think they were Jewish, no? Simon and Garfunkel were Jewish?
I don't know.
Are they still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, that's the sound of silence. Fine. So let's hear the sound of let's hear the Kol HaTeira. Says Tosas, Kol HaBrachos Kulon, the bottom Tosas, Poischos BeBaruch VeChosamos BeBaruch Chutz MiBirkas HaPeiros, exception number one, Birkas HaMitzvos number two, Bracha Smucha LeChaverito number three, UBracha Achrona SheBekriyas Shema. That's exception number four. Says Tosfos, V'ha lecha, and here you have Seder, V'ha lecha ha-Seder, period. Says Tosfos, this is now the Seder of the brachas. I'm going to take your hand and go through piece by piece, bracha by bracha, to try and explain to you why some do begin with the baruch and some don't. So V'ha lecha ha-Seder, here it is. Here comes the Seder. Birkas Asher Yotza. Now we know Birkas Asher Yotza is not the first bracha of the morning. The first bracha of the morning is, of course, Al Netilas Yodayim. So Al Netilas Yodayim obviously begins with a baruch. I don't think there's any question there. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekitchon Misayisav Tzivonu Al Netilas Yodayim. So I don't think there's much to explain there. Obviously, it begins with a baruch because there's no reason in the world it shouldn't. Why does it not end with the baruch? Probably for the same reason as we saw yesterday. Like when it comes to all short brachas, like Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas HaPeiros. In fact, Al Netilas Yodayim is a Birkas HaMitzvahs. So for that doesn't need explanation. So Tosfos launches now immediately, not into the first bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim, but the follow-up bracha. What's the next bracha? Asher Yotza. Now one moment. Asher Yotza does begin with a baruch. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yotza Esa Adam. So the obvious question being, one second, why is it not a bracha smucha lechaverto? If you say first Al Netilas Yodayim and you follow that up immediately with Asher Yotza, so Asher Yotza lechaira should not begin with the baruch.
But it's out of order because normally one washes one's hands after using the bathroom. So
right. So let's have a look. Right. So have a look at Tosfos. Correct. Says Tosfos, "Vaha lecha haseda." Here is the seda. Birkas Asher Yotzar Eino Smucha LeNetilas Yodayim. The bracha of Asher Yotzar is actually not considered to be juxtapositioned next to Netilas Yodayim. Why not? The Netila Shaicha V'loy Asher Yotzar. Because the bracha of Netila doesn't necessarily have any connection at all to Asher Yotzar. V'harbe pa'omim, and on many occasions, oimra levada, you can say it independently. You don't have to necessarily say them back to back. So, Rabbi Yisrael, we're learning from over here a very important principle, which essentially, if you're medayek well, you really see this in the Gemara. Bracha asmucha lechaverto does not mean two brachas that happen to follow on from another. Rather, what does it mean? It means two brachas which really are connected. Essentially, we saw this point in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Ateva Meitev is not a deraisa, it's a drabona. But who cares? At the end of the day, it is smucha lechaverto. It does follow on from the third bracha. The answer is, the following on is just an indicator that they are connected. But if that indicator does not hold true, like in the case of benching, where at the end of the day, Ateva Meitev is drabonon, then the fact that it happens to be juxtapositioned is not a reason for you to miss out the word baruch. Says Tosfos, the same over here as well. Asher Yotza and Netilas Yodayim essentially have no connection. The proof of the pudding is you can say one without the other. Rav Nachum, you're off mute. Does that mean you want to ask a question?
By like Tfilas HaDerech, isn't there a minhag to just say a bracha first?
Excellent question. But that's not to exempt you from the word baruch. That's a different principle.
If I say shahakal, there's no kesher to Tfilas HaDerech.
Yeah, that's a different principle. That's an inyan to juxtaposition two brachas. You're right. But with specific regard to, is this a reason to drop the word baruch? That's only when they really are connected. So Tosfos says, Asher Yotza and Netilas Yodayim are not essentially connected. You could say one without the other. Okay, next. Period. After the word Levada, period. First word on the line. Next up, Elokai Neshama. Now, Elokai Neshama does not begin with the word Baruch. So how would we explain this? Well, l'chayra, we would say it's very good, because Elokai Neshama, at least in many editions of the Siddha, follows on from Asher Yotza. You've just said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Roifei Chol Boso, Rumafli La'asois. And you follow that up with Elokai Neshama. So l'chayra, 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 loses the baruch at the beginning because it's a bracha smuch lechaverto. That seems to be very good. But Tosfos is not happy with that. Why? Because once again, it's not essentially connected. And the greatest proof of that is, in theory, if a person did not go to the bathroom, or he went to the bathroom half an hour ago, so he's not saying Asher Yatzah now, he'll still say Elokei Neshama. So you see that Elokei Neshama is not inherently connected l'chayra to Asher Yatzah, which means we don't really have an explanation of why does Elokei Neshama not begin with the word Baruch. It does end with Baruch. At the end of Elokei, we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Amachzir Neshama is Lifgorim Mesim. But why does it not begin with the Baruch? Says Tosfos, Elokei Neshama, quote unquote, Amai Eina Poisachas BeBaruch. Why does that not begin with the word Baruch? The Eina Smucha LaAsher Yatzah. Don't tell me, says Tosfos, that's considered to be a bracha smucha lechaverto, that it's juxtaposition next to Asher Yatzah. It's not true. Kagain, for example, imloi ba min hanakovim. Min hanakovim is clearly a reference to being excused. Nakovim, nakovim, chalulim, chalulim. Imloi ba min hanakovim. If he has not now come from having excused himself, then he will not be saying Asher Yatzah, and his hands are perfectly clean. The yodov tahoyrois. His hands are clean, there's no Almatilus Yadayim, there's no Asher Yatzah, is Ein Sorich Leberkus Asher Yatzah? Question mark. So don't tell me that Elokei Neshama is necessarily the follow-on from Asher Yatzah, because it's not. Who says he's necessarily saying Asher Yatzah? Maybe he's not saying Asher Yatzah now, maybe he said it half an hour ago. So you're saying Elokei Neshama independently. So why does it not begin with the word Baruch? Says Tosfos, "V'tzarech loyma," you have to say, "Hoyil ve'ein bo, elo hoydo'o ba'alma." Big chiddush. Not quite sure exactly what Tosfos means, because all that it has in it is mere thanksgiving. What do you say in Elokei Neshama? You created me. You fashioned me. You look after me, my neshama, moida ani lefonecho, etc., etc. So it, all it is hoidoya, and I don't know what this means exactly. For some reason, says Tosfos, that therefore does not require a baruch at the beginning. Ve'im bo'el hoidoya ba'alma, therefore ein apoisachas le'baruch, umikol mokoim, but nonetheless, chosemes le'baruch. But it does end with a baruch why hoil va'aruka k'tas, because it is a little bit lengthy. You wouldn't say it's the longest bracha in the book, but it definitely has a bit of length to it as content. And therefore, when you get to the end, you do have to say baruch.
I have a question. We know that the ikar of a person is the neshama, not the goof.
Right.
If that's true, then why does the bracha say that I know that one day you're going to take my neshama from me, and then you're going to restore it to me? Who's me? Talking me is the goof. So isn't that a bit of a stira?
Phenomenal question. I had this question from my Rebbe, Rebbe Fol Shmulevitz, about 20 years ago. Rebbe Fol Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the son of Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz, asked exactly your question. And I think the way he addressed it is, he says, even though the neshama is clearly the ikkah, but who's talking over here? The one expressing the bracha is, at the end of the day, the guf. We're not attaching importance to the guf as if to say that it's more significant than neshama, but it is, at the end of the day, the guf that is talking. So when you say, Elokei neshama shenosato bi, the neshama that you have placed in me, you're right. I don't mean that that's the essence of me. The essence of me is not my goof. My goof is temporary. But it's the goof that's talking. That's the way he explained it. But yeah, it's a great question. Okay, we move on. Now, Tosfos doesn't go through all the short brachas yet. We'll come to that in a moment. It says Tosfos, V'chein nami tzorich loima. So too, we're going to have to say with the gra to the bracha of Atohu ad shelo nivra ha'olam. Again, if you have a siddur in front of you, we say after Kriya Shema, we say Atohu ad shelo nivra ha'olam, Atohu mishenivra ha'olam, etc., etc. And that finishes with the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Es Shimcha Borabim. Rabbi Yehuda David, you still do brachas from the Omid and the Groshul?
Yes.
Okay, I missed that. So the brach of Ad Shalei Nivra Ha'olam does not begin with the word Baruch. So we're going to have to say, because it's merely a brach of Ha'idoya. V'chol hani brachos ketanois, all of the short brachos, which are the short brachos, what's being referred to? Shalai Asani Goy, Shalai Asani Isha, Matir Asurim, etc., etc. All of those brachos, kol achas bracha la'atzmo. Everyone is considered to be an independent, separate bracha. Kedamram ba'alma, as we normally say to Gemara later on, kad hava mahalach, when a person would go, hava mavarech mitzadei gover, v'chein kulam. In other words, we need to know a little bit of history over here. The way we daven in the morning is not the way that it always used to be. The Gemara tells us that essentially, the brachas that we say in the morning were supposed to be said one by one as they applied. So when you heard the chicken cooing in the background, you say, when you put on your clothes, you say, and then you say, and then you put on your hat, and you say, etc., etc. That's what Tosfos is saying. When a person goes on his way, then he says, mitzade is the steps. Now, for whatever reason, they instituted that nowadays we don't do that, and rather we say them one after another in shul in the siddur. But you see from the original takana that essentially they have no connection. Each bracha applies at a different point. When you happen to be putting on your clothes, you say Mal B'Sharumim. When you open your eyes, you say Pokeach Ivrim. But it's not as if the brachas are essentially connected.
Except that you tie them all up with a pink ribbon at the end by making your ending, the final bracha, with a baruch.
Correct. But essentially, it's a whole series of brachas that pertain to different acts that you are doing. So that explains, that's why each one has to begin with a baruch. Okay. Va'oid, says Tosfos, and furthermore, the havak, sorry, they're all very short as well. If they're all short, v'havyan kebirkas ha'peiros, therefore they're really very similar to birkas ha'peiros. As we've already explained, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Bo'yrei Pri Ha'etz. You don't end that bracha with another baruch. So even though Malbish or Arumim is technically not a Birkas HaPeiros, but says Tosfos, it can definitely be compared to Birkas HaPeiros. It's a short bracha of Ha'idoya. It begins with a baruch, does not end with a baruch. Okay, says Tosfos, continuing on, Yehi Rotzoin, quote unquote. What's Yehi Rotzoin?
Hamav v'sheino.
Right, after Hamav v'sheino, me'enu stumi afapoy, you say, Yehi Rotzoin, milfonecho, etc., etc., and that ends in Baruch Ator Hashem. But that Yehi Rotzoin again does not begin with a baruch. So we're going to have to say that it's smucha lechaverto. So that's a big question. Smucha to what exactly? Says Tosfos, Yehi Rotzoin, quote unquote. Lemi hi smucha, question mark. What is that juxtapositioned to? Now, I think we all know the answer. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. V'ayim Rabbeinu Tam Shehi Min HaBracha. It's all part and parcel of the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Amavir Sheino Me'enoi. And that's, by the way, the reason some people make a mistake. You should not make a mistake. When somebody says Amavir Sheino Me'enoi Stumi Afapo, you do not say Amen. Why do you not say Amen? The answer is because of this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has just told you the Yirot sign is not an independent bracha. It's all a continuation. And the bracha goes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amavir Sheino Me'enoi Stumi Afa Poi V'Yi Yirot Sein, etc., etc. It's all one long bracha. You don't say Amen in the middle of the bracha.
And we're not supposed to pause either. We're not supposed to pause.
Right. So therefore, you see from Tosfos that this is even better than a bracha smucha lechaverto. A bracha smucha lechaverto is two brachas, but they happen to be connected. This, says Tosfos, is not two brachas at all. It's all considered to be part and parcel of the same bracha. It's one long bracha. And for that reason, as you mentioned, Rabbi Yehudah, you should not pause. You launch into the end of that bracha. Therefore, says Tosfos, "Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, shehi min habracha." It's all considered part and parcel of that bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Amavir Sheino Me'enoi. And you've got to say V'yiratzein. It's not an optional, brand new bracha. It's all considered to be part and parcel of that bracha. Fine. Ve'im toima, says Tosfos. V'haloi, I've got a new question now. Kol ha-brachos kulon, we have a new rule in brachos. Sorich loimar b'chasimoson, one has to make mention at the end of the bracha, me'ein, similar to psichoson, to its opening. V'holeka. And here we don't have that.
We see that in the Shemona Esrei.
Yes.
Every bracha.
Every bracha, for example, you start off the bakoshes and you say, Ata chayinein la'odom das. So this is a bracha, you're asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu v'das. How do you carry on? Lamed lenesh bina, chaneinu mi'itcho, deo bina v'haskel. So you're talking about das. Or you say in Shemona Esra, Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei rafa, you're asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for refua. And you say, Ki keil melech roifei ne'emon v'rachmonoto baruch Hashem roifei choliam Yisrael. So the end matches the beginning. So the question that Tosfos is bothered by is that when you get to this particular bracha and you finished off sigma leinu chasodim tovim baruch ato Hashem ha'goymel chasodim tovim la'amo Yisrael, a beautiful bracha. But what's that got to do with the beginning? The beginning was amaver sheino mi'eino yistum v'afapoi. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the one who removes in the morning sleep from our eyes. And then you give a whole long bracha about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a beautiful bracha. Dabkeinu b'mitzvay secha, we shouldn't have yoyver averas, and v'al tashlibonu yetzahara, and we have chen v'chesed, etc. And we should have chasodim. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us chasodim. A beautiful bracha, but that's l'chayra, not me'en. It's not really similar to the psicha. What is the psicha? The psicha is a maver sheino. So what's going on? V'holeka. Says Tosfos, v'yeish loima, the shapir hava me'ein psicha. It is similar to the psicha, samoch lahachasima, close to the closing part of the bracha. Mehamavir, this somol chasima mehamavir. Why? The somol chasima ika the tigmaleni chasodim toivim. Because towards the end of the bracha, what do we say? We say the sigmaleni chasodim toivim. Please perform acts of kindness to us. Which particular act of kindness are we referring to? Gemilos chasodim shakadosh baruch hu mavir sheino min ha'adam. This, in fact, is a reference to what we began the baracha with. So the end is similar to the beginning. Rabbi Yisrael, we need to know this. We say this bracha every single day of our lives. We need to know what we're saying. Tosfos is telling us that when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sigmaleinu chasodim tovim, it's not a general request, please send us chesed, rather, it is a specific request which reflects the beginning of that bracha, and that is, please grant us chesed once again, and we should be zeicher to wake up in the morning. Remember, we have tragic stories, people who go to sleep and don't wake up in the morning. This is what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that please grant us the chesed, just like we've been zeicher to Amavir Sheino this morning, the Sigmaleinu Chasodim Toivim, we should be zeicher once again to further Chasodim, in that we should be once again tomorrow morning. The same thing should apply. We should wake up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavir Sheino Min HaAdam U'Mechadesh Koichoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh the Koyach. Person renews, has renewed Koyach every morning. Kedamrinon the Medrash, as it is stated in the Medrash, Chadoshim Labakorim. A new morning, a new day. Shehu Machzir HaNeshama. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores our Neshama, Shleima V'Shketa B'Guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has returned our Neshama, perfect in our Guf. Ka'asher Hoysa B'Tchila. Just like it was in the beginning, Afal Pi Shehoysa Ayefa. Even though I was totally tired, unbelievable thing, person goes to bed exhausted and he wakes up a different person completely. He wakes up invigorated, refreshed, renewed. That's the chesed.
What's
in which case, v'hainu ke'en psichasa. So it really is similar to the psicha. This is a tremendous chiddush. Simple pshat, poshut translation, you learn that what does it mean, sigmaleinu chasodim tevim? It's a reference to all chasodim. So Tosfos, that can't be, because then it wouldn't be similar to the psicha. Elamai, it's a reference, specifically the fact that we wake up with reinvigorated koichos, refreshed koichos, just like we did this morning. We hope Be'ezus Hashem to do the same tomorrow morning and forevermore, Admea Ve'esrim Shono.
Amen. What's amazing is that you go to bed with certain thoughts, and then you wake up in the morning and you haven't forgotten anything. It's an amazing thing.
It's an amazing thing, in particular because, as we know, Chazal teach us that when a person is sleeping, he is, to an extent, in part dead.
Yes.
Chazal said that when a person is sleeping, he is 1/60th of dead. So it literally is a sort of tchiyas samesim every single morning. Maidani lefanecho is the first words that we say in the morning. Shechazar to be nishmasi, restored my neshama, not to be taken for granted. I heard just recently a tragic story. My boys are very shaken up. A young Magid Shir in a yeshiva, Simchas Torah, dancing with great vigor and excitement. And Simchas Torah morning, he just didn't wake up. They went from the dancing of Simchas Torah to a levaya on Motzei Simchas Torah. It's not to be taken for granted. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue the end of Tosfos and then also move on to Ahmed Base, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, everybody. By the way, if anybody's interested, there'll be a Bitoch Vad part 2 tonight, Be'ezus Hashem.
Shukar.